7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
I cannot even contain myself. We are mere hours away from the draft. What? Like 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours?
I don't
even know anymore.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Everyone stay calm. Stay calm.
For everybody that is listening, the day of the draft, we are going to do our final team mock draft, I guess in a sense. And we are going to bust this out real quick. What are we going to do? Each person in a team and then go from there? No trades. We're just going to keep it
straight up.
Keep it straight up. No trades, no nothing, even though we want to include trades. Everything straight up. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first, I guess.
All right.
Cleveland Browns, number one. It's locked in. Myles Garrett deserves to be here, so I'm putting him there.
All right. Myles Garrett selected at number one overall. I will go with number two. Is that all right, Tim?
Go for it, champ.
Number two.
It's probably the hardest pick in the draft, in all honesty.
It really is. It's a tough pick because at this one, I could go with a Solomon Thomas. I could go with a defensive side of the ball going Marshawn Lattimore or Jamal Adams. Or I could even say, you know what? I'm going to throw Christian McCaffrey in there.
Saw a couple days ago he's going, potentially, people have him saying that he won't be at number eight for the Panthers. Give me a break.
I can see it.
It is very possible. But I am going to go with Jamal Adams here at number two to the 49ers.
Well, I don't like that pick at all because that's who I wanted for my Chicago Bears, you son of a bee. But if Jamal Adams goes number two to the San Francisco 49ers, the Chicago Bears have a tough choice. Do they want to kind of help solidify that defensive line in Solomon Thomas? Or do they want to go with the pick that I'm going to go with and take the best corner in the draft, Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback, the Ohio State University?
Yeah, that pick makes all the sense in the world, going with the best corner available, best corner in the draft, best, I don't know. You can't really go wrong if you're the Bears.
We all know that the Bears love all these DB prospects in this draft. There's a lot to love about all of them. There's three legit top five picks in my eyes. So them getting Lattimore makes sense.
And please take note, I did not have them drafting a quarterback. Please take
note. Again, guys, please take a look. If you are listening to this, we will be on Twitter and Facebook live streaming some of our reactions. Plus, we will be doing a podcast as well, recording it, and then playing it out after the draft is over. So
it's going to be crazy. Things are going to get buck wild. Booze will be flowing. Food will be flowing. Might have half-naked bitches. When I say that, it means Tom's dog might be here, but it'll be awesome.
Next up, pick number four.
I'm going to throw a little wrench in our party right now. I'm going to give the Jacksonville Jaguars their quarterback of the future. They hate Blake Bortles. Giving them Deshaun Watson from Clemson.
Wow.
You never know. This could happen. I think the Bears are going to end up with him, but I'm going to give the Jaguars Watson.
We all agreed. We all said, take Mitchell Trubisky as your first quarterback. It's going to happen. We all said that there's no way it won't be one Mitchell. I have a pocket protector, Trubisky, and you take Deshaun Watson.
I'm pretty sure they took Blake Bortles at four before. It was somewhere in the top five. So why not take another quarterback there?
Wow. All right. I
kind of messed you guys both up.
Yep.
Give me a little chance to think about this a little bit.
Mission succeeded. Good job, idiot.
Tennessee Titans on the clock at pick number five. I'm going to go with the best defensive lineman available, Solomon Thomas. If it fits a need, I guess, in a sense, with a defense that is already good but can make the defense even better. But, yeah, I mean, Titans, yeah, they do need a corner. They need a if Jamal Adams was there, it'd be perfect. I look at Malik Hooker. He could be the answer there. I just don't see Malik Hooker as a fit for that team. So I'm going to go with Solomon Thomas.
Fair enough. I now have the New York Jets. I really have two options here. Are they going to go with Mitchell Trubisky for their quarterback of the future? I say no. They're going to build their team in a smart fashion. They're going to go with Malik Hooker, potential captain of the future. You know, great defensive mind from Ohio State University. Two picks for me. Two Ohio State University DBs.
Was it a slap in the face or a jab at you, Tom?
I think it was.
It was not, sir. I'll be honest.
All right, I got the Los Angeles Chargers. I really wanted Hooker to slide to me right here.
It's that an easy pick right here, young man.
That pick makes a lot of sense. But there is another option that I think makes total sense. I'm going to give them the three technique of the future. I'm going to give them Mr. Jonathan Asswhoop Allen.
And boom, goes the dynamite.
Tim, did you like that pick?
Love it.
Did you like it better than my Jacksonville pick?
I did.
Good.
I like it.
I'm trying to please you today.
That's not true.
You've had a rough week.
I have had a rough week. People are just pissing me off. I've been driving all God blessed day all around God's green earth for my full-time job. We're so close to the NFL draft. No one pissed me off.
Next up is going to be pick number 8, the Carolina Panthers. And this is a spot where I've seen a lot of mock drafts where Christian McCaffrey is going to Carolina. Me, personally, I don't see a Christian McCaffrey fit in this offense. It doesn't make sense. They need that true power runner. And because of that, I'm going to go with none other than Leonard Fournette.
I like it. I mean, this is the spot we've had for Fournette for forever. If he falls to them at 8, the Panthers are happy as a pig and shit.
Do either of you think Fournette will really be on the board at pick 8?
Yes.
I think it's tough because the teams that I can see taking him, 2 with the Niners, I could see 4 with the Jacksonville Jaguars, I can see 6 with the Jets, and then 8 with the Panthers. But I can see the Bengals possibly moving up, and I could see possibly the Saints moving up as well.
I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell Fournette lands at pick 8. I do think Carolina Panthers will get him, but they're going to have to trade up.
Smoke screen. That's all you've been hearing. Smoke screen, smoke screen, smoke screen. He'll be there at 8.
Next up, pick 9.
Pick number 9. Listen, I hate the Cincinnati Bengals pick almost as much as I hate the Buffalo Bills pick. I'm going to go with something to try to relieve that pressure off of one A.J. Green. Give the Cincinnati Bengals Corey Davis, wide receiver, Western Michigan.
I like it. They need more weapons there in Cincinnati. Last year, their offense struggled quite a bit, and they need to add some more weapons, help Andy Dalton out. That run game has been struggling, so let's get a pass catcher in there to help alleviate the pain.
Yeah, I agree. Corey Davis, it's going to be a big compliment to have him on the other side of A.J. Green. They need help on the offensive side. That's pretty much it.
I think he's Olivar's number one receiver. I think so, right, Tim? I know.
No.
No, he's not yours.
He's not my number one, but I like him in Cincinnati more than I would like one Mike Williams in Cincinnati.
He is my number one.
Might as well, Josh. You're a smart man.
So I'm trying.
I'm glad you're a member of Pony Keg Sports.
And he's not my number one.
Tim,
he's my
shut up. It's my off pick.
The board, which is what I criticize you guys for all the time. Makes sense.
Next up, 10.
Number 10, the Buffalo Bills. They need quite a bit. Need a receiver. Corey Davis would have fit there in Buffalo. They need help for Sammy Watkins. Need cornerback help. Don't really think there's a corner right now. Another need they have is tight end. And there is a once-in-a-generation type tight end. A prospect who I would say is a better prospect than Rob Gronkowski. I'm going to give them O.J. Howard. He's a weapon catching the football. He's going to help Shady McCoy and that offensive line in Buffalo out quite a bit. Reminds me a whole bunch of Greg Olsen, and that's something McDermott was used to in Carolina, and now he's with Buffalo. So now he gets his Greg Olsen there.
All right. Interesting.
I really just think O.J. Howard is a lock for the top 10. I think he deserves to be there, and he's going to be in most people's top 5 to 7 overall prospects in this draft.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with it whatsoever. I'm okay with O.J. Howard going there. No big deal to me. Next up, pick number 11, the New Orleans Saints. They have some needs, you know, secondary, linebacker, defensive line, little bit of everything, possibly you know, wide receiver. I think that I can hit on a defensive line or a linebacker here and possibly corner later on in the later half. Hopefully whoever's picking, Tim, you're not stupid, and go with a corner. Or you do go with a corner later on. I'm going to go with Derek Barnett here over Taco Charlton and a couple of the other guys. So Derek Barnett's my guy. I had him in my mock draft going to the Saints, and I'm going to stick with it here.
Been one of our consensus picks for the most part, outside of someone. But yeah, I love the pick, Josh.
Yeah, it's been popular here at Pony Keg Sports. He's a fit there. They need a pass rusher. They need to get after all the good quarterbacks in the NFC South. That's going to be a crazy division. Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, and Jameis Winston going along against the Saints. They need to get after those quarterbacks if they want a chance to contend.
Next up, number 12. Go ahead, take your quarterback.
Mitchell Trubisky is on the board. Do I go with him? Yes, the Cleveland Browns want Mitchell. I have a pocket protector, Trubisky. They get the very best defensive player in the draft and potentially the very best quarterback in the draft. This is what the Browns wanted all along. I love it for them.
Yeah, they're getting their probably their number one and number two overall players in this draft. If somehow Trubisky falls to them at 12, they are going to be partying in Cleveland and probably celebrate more than the city of Cleveland did when LeBron James brought that NBA title to Cleveland.
Yeah, but basketball is not a real sport. Back to the draft.
Yeah, it's just a fit there. It makes sense. If they don't even draft or move up to pick number two or three to take him, if he lasts that long, he's going to get gobbled up by the Browns. Next up, pick number 13.
Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. They need some help on the defensive side of the football. Cornerback, edge rusher. They need a quarterback. They're in win-now mode. I've been saying this for the last few months. I really think this is a perfect fit for them. I'm giving them wide receiver Mike Williams. He's a threat in the vertical passing game. That's what the Cardinals like to do. Bruce Arians likes to air the football out. He's got a quarterback in Carson Palmer that enjoys to do that on the reg. Going Mike Williams.
Better than John Brown, better than J.J. Nelson, better than Andre Ellington. I love the pick, Tom. Good job.
Yeah, it gives him that player opposite of your true speedsters, your across-the-middle guys. He's the guy that can just go up and hang out and catch the ball.
And a player like that being able to learn from one Larry Fitzgerald is extremely valuable. Yeah. I don't think that can be undersaid.
Next up, pick number 14. It's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. Their biggest needs are corner, running back, and D-line. And right here at this spot, I originally had defensive line, I believe. Or no, I'm sorry. I had running back going here. I believe it was Dalvin Cook. And as much as I want to put Dalvin Cook here, I just cannot do it with a lot of these corners getting hurt and, you know, not doing well in their drills, such as Tease Tabor. And we got Conley, who's in trouble with his stuff. I'm going to go with not the guy that you wanted, Tom. I really do like Kevin King, and I think he's a great fit on that Eagles team, but I just think Tre'Davious White is the better fit out of the two guys. Even though I love Kevin King, I think Kevin King is going to be a great player.
I love it. That's who I had in my mock draft. Tre'Davious, I feel like, somehow is being underrated in this draft, and I expect him fully to go early in the first round here in the top half of the first round of the draft here later on tonight.
Next pick, pick number 15.
I have Tom's Indianapolis Colts. How great is that for me?
Oh, God.
Don't worry, Tom. I'm going to go with what they need. They need someone to run that defense. They need someone who can be effective. They need one Hassan Reddick, linebacker from Temple. He's grown on me like a freaking tumor throughout the offseason. I love me some Hassan Reddick, and I feel like he would be a great fit for the Indianapolis Colts.
I like it. I don't think it's their biggest need. I think I like the value at edge rusher here more than getting a linebacker. Don't value that middle linebacker spot like a lot of people do. But Hassan Reddick's a hell of a football player, and his draft stock's been rising like crazy. He's a good football player.
Next up, pick number 16.
Baltimore Ravens. God, I really wish Mike Williams or Corey Davis slid right here. They need wide receiver help. they need to help Joe Flacco out. But I'm going to help Joe Flacco out another way. I'm going to give them an offensive tackle, someone they could put in at the right side of that O-line. I'm going to give them Cam Robinson. Reminds me of Kelechi Osemele, someone that
– God bless you.
They drafted and made tons of money in Oakland. Ricky Wagner's gone, went to Detroit. But Cam Robinson's a good fit in Baltimore. He's going to play like a Raven. Big, mean, nasty, strong. He's a type of O-lineman Baltimore likes.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's been just so many rumors, and just Cam Robinson going there just makes a lot of sense. That's all I've been hearing over and over again. Next up is going to be pick number 17, and it's going to be the Washington Redskins. And yeah, they need help on the defensive side, but at the same time, they need a wide receiver to replace Deshaun Jackson. So I'm going to go with John Ross there. Again, we said in a previous episode, John Ross looks just like Deshaun Jackson in college, but I think he's even a better route runner than Deshaun Jackson is. And plus, I think he catches the ball better away from his body as well. So John Ross to the Redskins right there. Sorry, Tim, I knew you were going to go with the Titans. So.
I was definitely going to take John Ross to the Titans. I am now on the clock at pick number 18.
Tough.
To the Tennessee Titans, it's very tough. I'll be honest with you guys. I don't really know where to go here for them. I know they need some help in their secondary still, and that's unfortunate with the talent left. I think kind of where I'm going to have to go. I think it's too early for a Delvin Cook. We're still having DeMarco Murray and
Derrick Henry.
Thank you, Derrick Henry. They have a tight end. They have obviously Rishard Matthews. Any wide receiver is a reach at this point. I am going to go with one, Quincy Wilson from Florida, quarterback.
Double up at a position of need. It makes sense, and I think Tennessee fans would cry if those big three receivers went off the board here. O.J. Howard's off the board, so you got the David Njoku, Evan Ingram, but that might be a little too early for them. But now they just got themselves two lockdown cornerbacks, and can't be angry with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely fine with that as well. I mean, you look at Quincy Wilson. Quincy Wilson, I've had on my mock drafts as high as I think the...
You had him at the Cardinals. At 13.
The Cardinals, right? I think highly of him. I think he's a great player. So, pick number 19.
Tampa Bay Bucks. Josh, Bucks have a couple needs.
They do.
But they're right there to making the playoffs. They're right there competing in that tough NFC South. I'm going to give them another offensive weapon for Jameis Winston. This is the pick I had in my mock draft. I'm going to give him Delvin Cook. I love Delvin Cook. Straight up offensive weapon. He could help that offense out, and he could learn a lot from Jameis Winston to be a man. And I think he'd be a good mentor for Delvin. And I think Delvin's got all the talent in the world and should be taken in the first round.
Next, I like that as well. Dalvin Cook, you match him up. I'm thinking that we already did this in the last episode. Dalvin Cook, you match him back up with Jameis Winston. You give him that crutch, I guess you could say, or that fallback option. He can learn from Jameis, from his mistakes and, you know, his own mistakes and do what he needs to do. Plus, he's an explosive offensive weapon. Next up, pick number 20. I don't even have to think about it. It's going to be offensive lineman. It's going to be Ryan Ramczyk here.
Yeah, I feel like we've all had this pick for the Broncos. It's pretty much set in stone.
I've had Garrett Bowles here before as well. It just really depends on what offensive lineman you're more comfortable with. I think Garrett Bowles is actually probably a better fit for this offensive line, but Ramczyk, I think, is the better offensive tackle overall, in a sense.
Well, no one likes talking about offensive line, so let's go to pick number 20. All right, go ahead, fat ass.
I like Ramczyk. Denver definitely needs to upgrade that offensive tackle spot. And fuck you, Tim.
All right, glad we went over that, Tom. Perfect. Pick number 21, the Detroit Lions. They need someone mean. They need a corner help. They've had problems in their secondary, and they have to face Aaron Rodgers. So let's pick someone who will hit Aaron Rodgers right in the mouth and knock him out for hopefully the whole season. Marlon Humphrey, quarterback, Alabama.
I feel like that's a little bit of a reach of a pick there.
Is that it? You're just going to tell me that I suck and no reasoning why behind it?
I like Marvin Humphrey. He may be even the second best corner.
Marlin, not Marvin.
I'm sorry. I said Marlin. Marlin Humphrey. I think he's the fish, Josh. Wow. I think he may be even the quote-unquote second best DB or the corner available. But at the same time, I don't know. For the Lions there, I just think there's a bunch of other needs. I don't know.
Their secondary has been so horrendous. Their secondary has been equally as bad of the Chicago Bears over the last 3 years. That's how bad it's been. They need someone mean. They need someone physical.
Yeah, they definitely need someone across the field from Darius Slay. He's been solid in Detroit, and we've seen that secondary get torched in the NFC North and pretty much any other team facing him. Humphrey's a hell of a prospect. All the physical tools you need. His dad was a first-round pick. He's going to be a first-round pick. But I just don't see Detroit picking a corner. But if this is how the NFL draft fell to them, I wouldn't disagree with it at all.
Exactly.
Next up, 22.
Man, I'm just copying my mock draft from Tuesday. But there's one pick that really just stands out to me. I'm going to give them an offensive guard. Get that big ugly in there. Laremy Tunsil going to left tackles, opening up a huge gaping hole there. And Forrest Lamp sticking him in with Miami. It's going to help Jay Ajayi out a lot. It's going to help Ryan Tannehill out a lot. And it's just going to make the Miami Dolphins a better football team.
And you know that the offensive-minded
Gase.
Thank you, Adam Gase, is definitely going to be focused on the offensive side of the football. I love that pick.
Yeah, I agree as well, especially moving Tunsil over to the left side. Just makes sense. You need somebody to replace him.
They're just doing that Dallas Cowboys type building your team, build up front. And you got to build in the trenches, and that's what they're doing in Miami. That's going to help them out a lot.
The New York Giants are on the clock at 23, and their biggest needs are going to be O-line, linebacker, and I guess QB, you can say, in a sense. But at the same time, I'm going to go a different route. This guy has lasted on the board, even though he is guaranteed to go in the teens. Christian McCaffrey to the New York Giants.
I mean, it's good. I know he's guaranteed higher. I know there's rumors that he's going to be before eighth at Carolina. I just don't like it. He's a second-round running back. But, I mean, with what's going on, it fits.
If the Giants pick up LeGarrette Blount and then get Christian McCaffrey as well, that team's loaded with weapons. They might be the best offensive team in the NFL. They have that potential with Brandon Marshall, OBJ. They got Sterling Shepard. Still need to upgrade that O-line, but Christian McCaffrey would be scary there with the New York Football
and
Giants.
You have the potential then of seeing week one, Ezekiel Elliott, Dez Bryant, LeGarrette Blount, Christian McCaffrey, all the Sterling Shepard, Brandon Marshall, Odell Beckham Jr. That's week one. Holy shit.
NFL would be happy.
Damn right they would.
Next up, 24.
The Oakland Raiders. Listen, this draft has not unfolded really in a promising way for the Oakland Raiders. Obviously, they could use a running back. I'm tempted halfway to take a Deonta Foreman for the Oakland Raiders, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have the Raiders taking a little bit of a risk. They have someone who can put a lot of pressure in their in the front there in Khalil Mack, right? They need someone to kind of maintain the backfield, someone who could chase people down, someone who's been in a little bit of trouble but has been touted as a top pick from the very beginning. The Oakland Raiders, if he is there, they're going to take a risk. They're going to go with Reuben Foster, linebacker, Alabama.
Yeah, he'll be there.
It's an awesome pick, in all honesty. Reuben Foster, a lot of people have been touting him as a top 10 pick, top 10 talent. I don't see him that way. He deserves to be picked in the first round based on talent, but this kid's been a train wreck all pre-draft season. Got kicked out of the combine, failed the drug test. It hasn't been pretty for him, but if the Raiders get him, it's a solid pick, and it's going to make their defense better.
He didn't fail. It was a
which
push.
Which is a fail.
It was
and
a push.
He is now in the NFL substance abuse program.
That he is, had which blackjack, is a and so did the dealer. It's a push, Tom.
It's a push.
He had blackjack.
Fail.
Next up is going to be pick number 25.
Patrick Mahomes. That's all I got to say.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow, all right.
Bill O'Brien loves him. He's been on record saying that he loves him. Their biggest need is quarterback. I don't know if he's going to be ready to play this year. That defense is ready to win a championship. They got offensive weapons. Need to help that O-line a little bit. But Lamar Miller, they got Will, can't catch shit, Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins, Braxton Miller. You know, they got weapons on that offensive side of the football. Tom Savage is not the answer. If they do not upgrade the quarterback spot, they will not be AFC South champions this year. Most likely, even if they do upgrade it, the Colts will still probably beat them.
Wow, yeah, you just went ham there.
That was good, though.
Yeah, that was good. All right.
Yeah, fuck you, Tim.
I really don't have anything negative to say about it.
Dude, it's draft day, guys.
Yeah.
Woo!
Next pick, 26, the Seattle Seahawks. And biggest needs, O-line, D-line, corner. I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to go with a safety.
What?
Obi, Melifonwu. Because the biggest thing with him is he can play safety, he can play slot. I think he's the best when he is in the slot. And he's just going to be one of those bigger-bodied corners that Seattle likes.
That'd be interesting.
You're taking OB above, like, a Kevin King.
Yeah.
That's you just made my decision super easy. That's a Josh, whip your D out, and it's draft day, MFers, OB Melifonwu.
Woo! I'm not shocked at all that Josh selected OB for a team, because Josh has loved Obi Melifonwu for a while. He liked him before it was popular. Everyone kind of jumped on his little bandwagon.
Yeah, but Josh likes Obi for the same reason I liked Hulk Hogan when I was 8. Because he's a big, strong guy.
He takes his vitamins.
He takes his Flintstone vitamins. He says his prayers, brother. And he does the Pledge of Allegiance every day before school. That's what Obi Melifonwu does. That's why Josh wants to be Obi when he grows up.
That's America.
Next up, 27.
He's America with Obi Melifonwu. Goddamn right. Number, where am I at? 27. You made it very easy for me. The Chiefs would drool and love Kevin King at quarterback. It's a no-brainer for them if he falls to them at that spot. Thank you very much, Josh, for your terrible pick. The Chiefs are now the best defense in the world.
I don't think it was a terrible pick.
Wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good. That's still a Tim good pick. That's a Mike pick if I've ever heard one.
I like Kevin King there. He's going to be drafted in the first round of this draft. The arrows are pointing up for this kid. He's got all the size you want. Tested out of the world at the combine. I like the kid a lot, and he's going to be the number 2 cornerback in Kansas City. That's going to be good for him.
Next up, we have pick 28.
Dallas Cowboys need secondary help. They need to get after the quarterback. They've been drafting a bunch of dudes that just like to smoke weed all day and fail drug tests because they're morons. Yeah, pretty much.
Cops are here.
I love Charles Harris. I'm going to give him to the Dallas Cowboys. Get after the quarterback, and that will help the secondary out.
Love that pick, Tom.
Yeah, Charles Harris to the Cowboys, that's been a pick that I've had. A couple mock drafts, pretty consistent, and it just makes a lot of sense. I like Charles Harris coming out of Mizzou, even though Tim doesn't think any.
Tim says there's been no good pass rushers from Mizzou.
I never said that, first off.
That's what happens when you're
never
drunk.
Said that there was no good pass rushers.
Quit drinking, Tim.
I won't have
an issue.
I won't. I do have an issue, but I won't. Stop.
Next up, pick 29, the Green Bay Packers.
Boo!
And,
fuck you, Mike.
And this is one where I could go corner here, but pretty much a lot of the highly touted corners are gone. Tinkersley is one that has been flying up draft boards. Everybody's been talking about him going to teams. I considered him here at this spot, but I'm going to go with TJ Watt. Pretty much a consensus pick here, I believe, for the Green Bay Packers on what we believe that they would take.
It just makes sense. Love TJ Watt as a player. You gotta love what he brings to the table. Kid loves football, high motor, and his upside, it's unreal.
Plus he's white, so he fits in perfect with the Packers.
I guess that makes sense, too.
Gotta bring the race card in.
That's normally what you do.
Next up, pick number 30.
Well, is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, that's me. Okay, guys. Pick number 30, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to go with Tack McKinley. Edge rusher can learn from James Harrison. They could kind of work hand-in-hand together. Give me Tack McKinley.
I like Tack a lot as a prospect. had that shoulder surgery, but seems to be recovering good. That's a good spot for him there in Pittsburgh. They need to get after the quarterback and stop the Patriots. That's pretty much been their cock block.
I'm shocked took Tack McKinley over one of Taco Charlton.
I don't feel like he fits that system.
He doesn't. I agree. But I just think you're hey, higher
Tim,
on
I'm
Taco.
Surprised you didn't make a dumbass choice. Thanks, Josh.
I'm just letting you. I'm just saying. Next up, Tom.
The Atlanta Falcons, Super Bowl runner-up, blew that big-time lead. They need some help on the defense side of the football. They need to get after the quarterback. But I think their biggest glaring need is across that offensive line. They need a new right guard. I'm going to give them Dan Feeney from Indiana. I think if they stay at this pick, they're going to address the guard spot.
Tom wants
it's between
to see
Dan Feeney and Pat Elflein.
Freaking guards and tackles taken in the first round.
That's true.
Why?
I like O-linemen.
The correct pick was Taco Charlton. All you had to say was Taco Charlton.
I like Dan Feeney better.
I like Dan Feeney. He's from around here.
Yeah, he's from Sandberg High School.
Right, Sandberg High School. Those guys are a bunch of fucking schmucks anyway, Sandberg, but...
I'm okay with the pick. It's not a big deal to me.
Thank you.
It's all right. Next up, pick number 32, the final pick.
And you
and
are the
I
one.
And I get
right.
to take it. So
you get to pick twice for the Saints?
Twice for the Saints.
Don't mess this up,
so
dude.
So I have, I took, who did I take earlier? I took,
Barnett.
Barnett earlier. So I
and
told you.
Told me.
I had to go corner or safety here. I had to go
it's
DB.
What you told me. Because you said I was going to mess it up.
Now I have a so couple guys. Quarterback. I have a couple guys on my board here that I'm looking at. I got Buda Baker. I got Desmond King. I know you're not the biggest fan of Desmond King at all. And then I have, where is he at?
Come on.
Tankersley. Those are my three. And then I like your boy out of Colorado, Witherspoon, as well.
You're missing one. I'll tell you that right now.
Who's that?
Just go ahead and make your pick.
Who's the one I'm missing?
No, make your pick. It's fine.
No, who am I missing?
No, I'll tell you afterwards.
Jabril Peppers?
Yeah, okay.
I think it's going to come out to where you're going to see a lot of people saying that Conley is going to be cleared up in all this, but at the same time, this is still going to hurt his draft stock. So again, if Conley dropped all the way down to here, I think that you could see a possibility of him going there. But I'm going to go with one, Adoree Jackson, to the Saints. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the pick, but it gives them a kick returner, punt returner, plus a corner that can cover people if you need them to.
I absolutely hate the pick, but I could totally see it happening. A lot of people seem to like Adoree Jackson.
I don't know why.
I don't like him.
I have
him.
No idea why.
I really don't see it. I've seen John Ross absolutely steal that dude's freaking lunch money, take him to school, beat him up at the bike rack, and people still love him. It amazes me.
To be honest, even... at this pick, right, pick 32, you already picked Barnett. Why wouldn't you just take a Sidney Jones there at that
That's,
spot?
That's you stole my yep. thunder, you yeah. son of a bitch. That's the one you're missing, you idiot. Adoree Jackson, I'm the only one here who likes Adoree Jackson. Yeah. Sidney Jones is a no-brainer. You have the extra first-round pick from getting rid of Brandon Cooks, who you hated anyway. You got rid of an ex-girlfriend, and you get to get a girlfriend of the future. Sidney Jones will be a lockdown corner in this league. Genius. Sidney Jones is the pick
it just
for the Saints.
It just depends on what they feel like they want to do. If they want a guy that they're going to have to sit for a couple months, 4 to 6 months, and hopefully he's 100%, Sidney Jones is the guy. And then if they want somebody to play right away, you could take a Adoree Jackson, you could take a Tankersley, you could take a Witherspoon, you could take a Rasul Douglas, whoever at that point.
A Tease Tabor later on
yeah.
in the draft.
But the thing is, Sidney Jones, out of all those guys, even if hurt, in my opinion, is still probably better than those guys fully healthy.
What about that, I'm going to butcher his name, Chidobe Awuzie, or however the hell you say his name,
Chidobe
from Colorado.
Awuzie.
Yeah, I mean, he's highly rated up there. That wouldn't be a bad pick for them. I like Sidney Jones, though, personally.
Yeah, if Sidney Jones went there, I wouldn't be mad at all. So, that is our last mock draft with the final
and
hours.
One of the worst ones yet. We're just too fired up. We're hours away. It's, like I said, I'm going to be on Facebook Live equally as fired up. I'm putting you guys on there. We're going to have other people here. You guys won't know who they are. Brothers, cousins, bitches, P.
Yeah.
All right.
Miss P will be here. All
right.
So, yeah, that's all we have for you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed. Anything that you saw out of here that was shocking or anything stupid?
Two-thirds of this draft were really good, Josh's and myself's, and then a third of it kind of sucked, Tim's.
What bad pick did I make? Shut up. You son of a bitch.
Shut up.
Just because I called you fat, now I'm bad?
Tim, what pick do you think was good? It doesn't matter what pick you thought was good.
Every pick that I made was fucking genius.
Ice up, son.
Every pick that I made, Pro Bowl. Bam!
Child, please.
On that note, we are done. Hope you guys enjoy the NFL draft. It is hours away. And, yeah, it's pretty exciting. We're getting ready.
Josh, I'm going to close this out here. Make sure to follow us. Tom, go ahead. What do you got?
Big shout out to BDV.
Big shout out to BDV. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. Josh, follow him at Pony Keg Sports. Tom, follow him at Pony Keg Tom. Follow me on Twitter at Pony Keg Tim. Make sure to follow our friend, our family, I like to call him, BDV, Cleat Geeks. They do all of our, post all of our articles. They love us over at Cleat Geeks. They're on Twitter at Cleat Geeks. They are posting, they have, after the live 2017 NFL draft tonight, they have the 2018 Super Bowl Puppy Bowl draft as well. They're drafting all the dogs that are going to be born, going to be in the Puppy Bowl in 2018. Make sure to follow them. Josh, take it away.
Yeah. And then check out our website, ponycakesports.com. That's all we got for you guys. Thanks.
Peace.